Okay, so welcome to the LO Soul Journey. This is a special artsy creative approach to Teshuvah, a way to use our left brain to think about what we want to do to improve ourselves and refine our characters, and also use the right brain to dig out some surprises that we would never be able to get to with our logical thinking intellect. And we're going to be dipping into Hasidus, and we're going to be dipping into different coaching exercises and art assignments, art soul adventures, to really bring out the experiment of Teshuvah, because it's different for everyone and it's different for each of us every time. So I wanted to start with from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, what he states as what our intentions should be during Elul. And then I would love to hear if anybody would like to share your intentions so that I can also guide what we do to make sure we hit your intentions. So the Rebbe says that the month of Elul is an acronym from the verse from Shir HaShirim, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. This is a page I've drawn up. For those of you who just come, my name is Ray Shagalov. I am author of this book, What's a Soul Like You Doing in a World Like This, which is a 42-day program to really get clear about who you are and what you're in this world to do and move through your obstacles so you can really do it. I'm also an artist, and I have a specialty of sitting in Torah classes and classes on Hasidus, like Rabbi Wolf, who's my favorite teacher in the world. And I take notes in calligraphy because I have been a calligrapher for such a long time. And Baruch Hashem, I have about 3,000 pages of these notes from different classes over the last 15 years. And we'll be using some of these and integrating some of what we what I've learned in these classes also gets integrated in our soul journey and our soul adventures together. I want to also introduce Miriam, who is sitting in white in the middle. She is my assistant and cohort, really helping to develop these different soul journeys and the program for the year. And I really thank you very much for all that you've done to help bring this about. And so here's what the Rebbe says in Elul, what our intentions should be in Elul. In Elul, we think about three things. Am I trying my best and working up to the limits of my situation in the world? This corresponds to the first part. I am to my love, or I am to my beloved. And then, am I inspired by a vision of perfection and a sense of self and purpose that transcends understanding and worldly limits? And this corresponds to the second part, my love or my beloved is to me. And then the third is, am I fusing the two so that I sense the perfection and purpose of my current state and appreciate the godliness of my simple actions? And I just want to repeat that. Yes. I'll repeat them all at the end, but I especially want to repeat this, that our job is to appreciate the godliness of our simple actions. Those mundane things that we pass over and think, I'm not doing enough, and yet it's those little things that bring out tremendous godliness in this world. And this corresponds to the entire phrase, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. So three things, am I trying my best and working up to the limits of my situation and the world? I can also make a copy of this and email it to you or bring it next time if you like. The second is, am I inspired by a vision of perfection and a sense of self and purpose that transcends worldly limits? Can I go beyond myself? And the third is fusing those two together to sense the perfection, what I'm reaching for, my purpose, but also appreciate the godliness of my simple actions. Would any of you like to share your intentions? That's what we started out in the first few minutes, writing our intentions so we can get clear. We're always getting clear about trying to plan and set goals, and it's a very important part of achieving them. Yes?
Intentions are the last thing.
So this was the intention for coming today. You took time out of your busy life today to come, and I really appreciate that. And you had something in mind that you were hoping to gain. So that's your intention, what you hope to gain by coming here this morning. And if you're participating in the whole series, what your intention is, what you hope to come away with from the four workshops altogether. There are some cards on the table that describe the series of four. Okay, so let's go ahead and go into our first soul adventure. We're going to do a little story, so you can take some of the lined paper if you want to, or any. During all of this, I'm giving you permission, and I want you to give yourself permission to go back into your little kidness, and feel free to stick figure, to doodle all the way through. There are colored pens on the table. There are colored papers. If you open up those blue boxes on the table, you can start using them right now. There are some art supplies in there, some glue sticks and scissors. You can cut away. My own learning style is multitasking, and so I'm not the least bit offended if you're cutting and pasting and gluing while you listen. And some of this we'll do in an intentional way, but you will get a tremendous amount of really deep information if you doodle throughout the whole thing. And you don't have to do it in any conscious way, and later you'll look at it and you'll see what your unconscious is trying to tell you, what your soul is trying to tell you, kind of leaking out of the edges and coming around from the corners. Okay, so the first one we'll do a little story. It's a story completion, soul adventure. And I'm going to read a little story, and you just fill in the blanks. We're going to use one of our spiritual superpowers, our imagination, throughout the soul journey, through the soul journey workshop, and just to create a bridge to from where we are now to where we want to be. So in this one, we're going to imagine that you're going to imagine that you're looking out the window, and there you see your ideal self. Okay? So I looked out of my window and I saw my ideal self. She was blank. So you're going to fill in the blanks. I looked out of my window and saw my ideal self. She was blank. I immediately noticed blank. I looked out of my window and saw my ideal self. She was blank. I immediately noticed blank. Yeah, please sit down. Help yourself to any art supplies. Well, right now we're doing a fill-in-the-blank story. We're imagining that we're looking out the window and seeing our ideal self. There's some. Do we need more lined paper? I looked out of my window and saw my ideal self. She was blank. I immediately noticed blank. Then my ideal self said to me, blank. Yes. Oh, okay. Is there anybody else who's not sure what we're doing? Should I explain it again? You're basically just filling in the blanks.
Right, because I wasn't so sure I'm going to understand.
Okay. Please feel free, raise your hand if you don't understand, if something's not clear, if you can't hear me, any of the above. All right, I looked out of my window and saw my ideal self. She was blank, and you fill in the blank. I immediately noticed blank. Then my ideal self said to me, blank. And for those of you who are on the last one, what I realized was that my ideal self, blank. Yes. What I realized was that my ideal self was blank. Does anyone have any insights or intentions that you'd like to share? Okay. All right.
I realize my ideal self would be kind to you.
Beautiful. Yeah. So important. Because we do tend to be very harsh. And it's very important to be kind. Okay, anybody else? Welcome. Okay. Were you raising your hand or just, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to say that I just felt to be more giving.
More giving? Beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Okay, so a lot of what we do in soul adventures throughout our soul journey is we're digging. We're archaeologists digging into our own souls and trying to reveal the treasures and the jewels and the gems that are already there and hidden, sometimes quite deep, sometimes not so deep at all. Sometimes it just takes being willing to take that shovel and start the process. So, I'm going to read to you a section from the Hayomyom from last week. The Hayomyom is like a book of aphorisms and insights from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that go day by day. Each day you open it up and read something to help flavor your day. So this was from the second of Elul a few days ago. And it says, the Jewish people are called a cherished land. Just think about that for a minute. Each and every one of us is a cherished land. For they possess many precious qualities, including their love of God, their fear of him, and their upstanding character traits. But like treasures buried in the earth, the revelation of these positive qualities depends solely upon the person who evokes them. It's up to us to take that shovel and start digging. Human beings are thus multi-leveled. Beneath the surface of our personalities lies an entirely different tier of consciousness, a level at which every one of us harbors treasures worthy of being revealed. Happy is the one who digs and helps others dig, to bring out our inner treasures, to clean and purify them, and to elevate the holy sparks that are hidden in them. Complacency, it's one of our enemies. Complacency is when we're happy with where we are, we feel, that's it, that's who I am, I don't need to change, I don't need to grow, take me or leave me. So that's one of our biggest enemies. A person can slump around and push through life even if he breathes so shallowly that only the two upper lobes of his lungs are ever filled. Alternatively, he can decide to stand erect and breathe deeply, calling on the entire expanded capacity of all five lobes. If he does so, his fully oxygenated bloodstream will pump such energy through his entire system that he will barely recognize himself. So that's what we're going to do next. We're going to breathe. So I invite you to stand up. And I'm going to share with you a meditation, a very simple meditation that comes from the Zohar and is mentioned also in the Tanya. And it's a way to connect to God through in any second through your breath. So what we're going to do is just like open up that chest area so you can really take a deep breath. And take a deep breath. And let it out really slowly so you don't hyperventilate. So when we inhale, and just breathe normally, naturally, but try to breathe a little deeper than you usually do. When we inhale, we're receiving life energy. And when we exhale, we're releasing that which we can't use. In this soul adventure, we're going to do a very simple yet powerful meditation. We're going to take conscious control of our breathing. Our breath is like a bridge. We can't see it. It's spiritual. We can't see what it is we're taking in or taking out. But physically, we can't live without it. So it's a physical process. But once we take conscious control of it, it's also a spiritual process. So when we inhale, we're going to imagine, we're going to use our spiritual superpower of imagination to connect to our essence, our soul, where it's connected to God. And as we breathe in, we're going to experience receiving our sustenance joyfully and directly from God. And when we exhale, we're going to release everything that we don't want or need, anything that separates us from Hashem. It could be anxiety, it could be fear, it could be feelings of unworthiness. And let all of that negativity and fear and anxiety, let it go on the out-breath. So when you breathe in, just like the Adam and Chava, the first people, Hashem breathed the breath of life into them, and Hashem is breathing the breath of life into us right now. So again, it's an unconscious process. And now we're taking conscious control and really feeling that and increasing our connection to God by through the breath. So when you breathe in, remember that Hashem is breathing that breath of life in you, is trusting you with life to fulfill your purpose in life right now, today. And when you breathe out, just let go of anything you don't want to be part of you. When you're ready, you can sit down. And please feel free to doodle anything. Like we did it for a very short time, but if you do it anytime during the workshop, maybe you experience something from that. Maybe there's a release from it, or maybe you really do feel a deeper connection from that moment. It's when we take, again, that, you know, what's more mundane than breathing? We don't even notice it. And yet, it's a godly experience. There isn't anything in our mundane lives that is not a godly experience. So part of our soul journey is to just wake up and remember that. as much as we can throughout the day, that every single thing that seems, even the things that seem so boring and so regular and routine, this is also part of our godly experience. From the moment of its emanation and creation, the soul awaits the time that it will descend to the physical world, to refine and perfect that which has been assigned to it. And everything that we touch in this world, everything that's in our environment, has also been waiting from the beginning of the world for our souls to come and purify them and improve them and elevate them. That's how important it is, our everyday life. So happy is the one who digs. All right, let's do another soul adventure. And we're going to do another story completion, another little short story, now that you have a feel for how to do that. But this time, instead of envisioning our ideal self, we're going to envision the angel of purpose. Okay, so before you came to this world, your neshama, your soul, was all snuggled up under the holy throne, basking in the godly light. And then the angel of purpose came to you and said, I have a job for you. I have an assignment, a mission, a purpose. If you're willing to separate yourself from this basking in the godly light and descend into this world, the lowest of all possible worlds, to help Hashem refine this dark, lowly world by fulfilling your purpose, will you accept this assignment? Will you accept this purpose? So this time you're going to look out the window and see the angel of purpose. I looked out of my window and I saw the angel of purpose. She was blank. I looked out of my window and saw the angel of purpose. She was blank. I immediately noticed blank. I looked out of my window and saw the angel of purpose. She was blank. I immediately noticed blank. Then the angel of purpose said to me, blank. And what I realized was that the angel of purpose, blank. What I realized was that the angel of purpose, blank. So I'll just go through the whole thing from the top. I looked out of my window and saw the angel of purpose. She was blank. I immediately noticed blank. Then the angel of purpose said to me, blank. And what I realized was that the angel of purpose, blank. If you want to. It's always optional.
What if, like, nothing's coming? Or, like, we're not sure what this angel said to us?
So,
everyone is told we have to go down, obviously,
right,
before we enter this world to do, but, like...
Right, so obviously we don't really know.
We don't know.
So you make it up. It could be what you want it to be. You can make it up. If you were a full partner in making up that purpose, what would that be? What would that look like?
But we weren't. We were forced to come.
We're using our magic. This is playful. This is playful. So we're just going to pretend that we were in charge of our own purpose. You know, either it comes in an intuitive way, or you make it up. That's fine. I give you permission. Give yourself permission. As we go through the soul journey in future weeks, we're going to really use our archaeological tools and dig deep to try and figure out what are our talents, those strengths that God gave us to accomplish our purpose, and what is our tikkun, what is it that we really came here to work on, and how can we put those together, which is exactly what the intentions, those three intentions that the Rebbe said should be our intentions for Elul, was looking at our strengths and looking at our weaknesses and then combining them together to elevate the holy sparks in this world. Okay, would anybody like to share any of what we've done so far, either the insights from this one or from the last one? Okay, then we'll move forward. So this time let's get our doodle muscles working. And I'd like you to draw a stick figure. A stick figure of a little girl. It can look like this. It can be even simpler. It can be however you like to draw. And a speech bubble. Make a nice big speech bubble. What we're doing now is self-discovery through creativity. So imagine a world in which work feels like play. Even teshuva feels like play. Working on ourselves and fixing ourselves feels like play. Washing the dishes feels like play. When we were two, it was.
Speech bubble or football?
Either one. You can use those art supplies or colored pens to make a little fancy dress or do whatever you like. There's some little rhinestones in there. You could stick some on. And in your speech bubble or your thought bubble, write down either something from your ideal, your story, your short story about your ideal self, or your short story about the angel of purpose, and write it in that thought bubble or speech bubble. Or make it up. If nothing came to you the first time around, just write something. You could even write gobbledygook. One thing that jumpstarts the creative process if you are blocked in it or just a little rusty in using those creativity muscles is just keep that pen or pencil moving and write gobbledygook or doodle swirls and cross hatches. Just keep it moving and eventually something will come out. And would anybody like to share what came out of that? What's in your speech bubble or your thought bubble? Yes. Oh, we moved on to doing a little doodle, just a stick figure and a speech bubble or a thought bubble. And then one thing that came from either of those two short stories, from your ideal self or your the angel of purpose, and something to remind yourself that you can stick on your refrigerator or your wall or in your fold it up and keep it in your purse, some little message.
Is this me or the angel?
It's totally up to you. Whatever, whichever way works for you, it can be you, it could be the angel of purpose, it could be your ideal self. It could be you when you were 6 years old, what you thought then. You know, in my day job, I work with children. I'm a creativity coach and a librarian at EMEC, in charge of the talent development program. And one of the things we try to do is this kind of work to help get the children in touch with their purpose and their talents from the very beginning and give them lots and lots of practice and experience using them. And even if I think back to my own childhood, the different things my friends said when they were 6, 7, 8, what they wanted to be when they grew up, they did. By golly, they became some variation of those things. And so we never, you know, we get an intuition of our purpose even as little children. And then sometimes we bury it. Sometimes people tell us, oh no, or we get so serious about life that we forget about what that was, or we know what it is, but it becomes very dreary. So what we'll be doing in the soul journey is lightening those things up, making them sparkly and bright and colorful, and reinvigorating ourselves to carry through on them. Okay, so anybody want to share a thought or an insight? Okay, so I'm going to pass out some envelopes. The next thing that we're going to do is our Dreams of Fine Gold combo class. And we're going to do the first part by writing a letter. Explain that in a moment. And the second part, you will be reading it to a partner to help develop it and refine it. So, can I give everyone an envelope? It would be better. Yeah, we just didn't move all the tables, but we'll
That's fine. Yeah, then we can see everybody.
You want to move the tables? Okay. Great.
You mean to have in your youth?
Yeah. You know, it's just focused on me because I'm just going to edit certain segments of what I say as a teaching model. Thank you, Shkady. That was a really good suggestion. I appreciate that. Please don't apologize. It was a great suggestion. And next week, Meretz Hashem will do it from the beginning. Actually going to flip this around. So for our time has really flown and we're getting up to our last 15 minutes. So what we're going to do is partner up, and for 5 minutes, actually we're going to do 6 minutes. You'll each have 3 minutes to say to the other. So we're going to really compress this, and you just start speaking. We're not going for perfection in the beginning. And you're just going to describe what your ideal life would be, just, right? Like it's a little thing. So it's just an opportunity to think about it, to speak about it, and then you'll come back and you'll write down some of those thoughts. You'll write a letter, and it could be one of two ways. Either you'll write a letter to your future self, Or you'll imagine that your future self is writing a letter to you. So let me ask you, is that like too personal to write away? Just go up to somebody and for 3 minutes just kind of spill your kishkas on what you think your ideal life is? Or does it help to get sort of get the grease in the wheels and get it going? So, because I know that some people, different people have different ways of processing things. So for me, writing works. And for other people, speaking is the way to get it out. For other people, drawing or moving, acting it out. So I want to open it up so that you can use whatever way works best for you to get the you know, your thoughts flowing in the short amount of time that we have together. Of course, these are things that you can continue at home too, but you know, you've dedicated this time to nourish and nurture your soul, and so we want it to flow as much as we can. So what I would suggest, if you're willing, is that pick a partner, even somebody you don't know, if you want, or somebody you do know. And then you speak it, and the other person doodle some notes, some highlights. So what you're going to listen for in those 3 minutes is, what is the other person most excited about? What do you hear in their voice that they kind of really feel an excitement or a passion for or a connection to? And then also, what do you feel excited about that the other person is saying? You know how sometimes you're in line at the grocery store and you look in somebody else's shopping cart and think, oh, I want to get that. So it's another way to put some more things in your spiritual shopping cart. So are you, maybe a show of hands, are you willing to partner up with somebody and speak your dream of who you'd like to be?
Are there an even number
of people? Yeah. Yeah. You'll partner with me.
Yeah,
oh,
that'll work.
Okay, or I'll partner with somebody. Then it'll work. It's fine. Okay. So if you really would prefer to just sit and write it, you could sit and write it. But if you'd like to partner, grab a partner and let's begin. The 3 minutes for each person right now is just imagining who you want to be this year. Who you would like to be by the end of your life. You know, certain qualities that you would like to develop or get rid of. And the really personal ones you can leave for your letter, which we're going to do afterwards. Perfect, okay. New reminder in 3 minutes. Stop.
Okay, just tell me what you want to be reminded about.
Stop.
Here's your reminder. Okay, I'll remind you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Siri's going to tell us. Okay, that's our 3 minutes, so just take a few seconds to wrap up and then you'll switch.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Take a few more seconds to finish. Assignment to continue at home. You're gonna. That would be great. Yes, I am so sorry. Thank you. I feel like a reprieve.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Time is my weakness. Being numbers, any kind of numbers, it's like what? Thank you. Okay, false alarm. That's wonderful. All right, good. So now what I'd like you to do is take a piece of paper. And we're actually going to do both. On one side of the paper, you're going to write a letter to your future self, that ideal self that you are striving for. And on the other side of the paper, you can do whichever one you want first. And write a letter from your future self. An encouraging letter from your future self to who you are right now today. So there's a gap between where you are today and where you want to be in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, the rest of your life. So one letter is writing to that future self about your hopes and aspirations based on this little conversation you just had. And the other side of the paper is an encouraging letter from your future self, your future ideal self. Anyone have any questions about that? Yes.
Use colored pens. Write every other sentence in colors. When you get stuck, switch to a different color or snip a little bit out of your paper or cut some colored paper or stick a jewel on it. You know, you can do it. Feel free to do this in a very creative way. Doodle some of your things. Doodling is much faster than writing. You know, if being more giving or more kind is your aspiration, you draw a little picture of what that might look like. Right now you're working on actually two letters, one from you to your future self and one, an encouraging letter from your future self. You can ask your future self for help. What help do you need?
Okay, so now it's time to switch. You can continue with this one if you're right immersed in it, but for time's sake, if you want to start working on your other letter, this is a good time to switch, and we'll have a, take about 3 minutes to do that. We're going to draw that to a close. And fold up your letter and put it in that fancy schmancy envelope. And put some sort of a label on that envelope. Either you can address it to your future self, or you can address it to yourself, or make some sort of notation to remind you of this special letter that you just wrote. And then we're going to play a little what if game. What if? What if? Okay, so based on the work that you just did with your dreams of fine gold and your letter to your future self and your letter from your future self, we're going to play a little what-if game. So, again, this is a fill-in-the-blank. So, if I was not afraid at all, I could fill-in-the-blank. You can take an index card or a piece of paper. If I was not afraid at all, I could blank. If I completely trusted in Hashem, I would blank. If I completely trusted in God, I would blank. Just write the first thing that comes to your mind on these. I'm sorry? Yes. If I completely trusted in God, I would blank. If I knew I could not fail, I might blank. If I knew I could not fail, I might blank. First one was, if I was not afraid at all, I could blank. If I completely trusted in Hashem, I would blank. If I knew I could not fail, I might blank. Maybe it might work if I blank. Maybe it might work if I blank. The craziest idea is blank. The wildest and craziest idea is blank. If I really believed in myself, I would blank. If I really believed in myself, I would blank. And the last one is, what if I finally was ready to blank? What if I finally was ready to blank? And does anyone have any insights they'd like to share from any of the work we've done so far this morning? Or play? Okay. Are you finding any of this helpful? Are you finding anything new? Any surprises? Affirmations? Okay, so I just want to take a moment and do a little housekeeping, and that is we have a sign-up list here that I'd like to pass around if you'd like to. I send out a very irregular art zine called Soul Tips, and just to let you know, when we have new workshops, we're planning a year-long series to really develop this as a pilot program for Chabad houses, and so your participation is very helpful to us. And any feedback that you have is very helpful. So I'm also going to pass out some evaluation forms. Maybe I'll do this at the end in about 15 minutes. But if you would please put your contact information. And also there's a fee for the workshop, which is $15 for you. And it helps pay for the center and the materials and supplies. Yeah, you can write a check. I guess make it out to me, and make it out to me, and then we'll sort it out. I have on the table some things that are available for sale, some artwork and some art notes in this basket over here. This is the book. Not all of the things that we've been doing are in this, but this is the program, What's a Soul Like You Doing in a World Like This? And I have just a few copies back there, which is a 42-day or 42-week program, depending on how intensively you'd like to really get clear about who you are and what you're in the world to do. And all of the workshops have pieces of this in them. There's also, this is brand new, 4 o'clock in the morning, I was finishing this off, the Return to God Soul Kit, which is, I had this idea that I'll be rolling out, God willing, these soul kits, which are taking, creating a 30-day program, or, you know, artwork so that when you're doing teshuva during Elul, you can surround yourself, you can put these, there's some soul adventures in here that you can do to keep yourself focused, and then you can surround yourself with this artwork. Just put it up around you to keep yourself focused for those 30 days, and then either leave them up or take them down for the next soul adventure that you choose to do. So these are a very limited edition, these portfolios. I'm going to, over the next month or two, put them up on Amazon as paperback books instead. So these are available. The kits and books are $24.95, and the large matted work and the framed work are $36. They're special prices for the workshop. And so, any questions? Okay, so we played our what if. Now we're gonna, we have two more things we're gonna do for this morning's soul journey. And we're gonna write a little poem. And then we're going to create a little create a timeline to help you really kind of start to plant into your life some of the envisioning that you took the special time to do this morning. First, I want to share with you a little visualization that I do. I find very helpful when I'm trying to transform myself and those ugly thoughts get in the way, or I just feel, ugh, it's never going to work. So this is a little visualization that I do called unzipping myself. And it's very simple. And it's just imagining that I have a zipper from the top of my head to the bottom, and I just imagine that I am completely unzipping this old self full of all those feelings that are not working for me, and I take it off. And sometimes I have to unzip quite a few selves to get to a place where I really feel that I can make some progress and start doing that transformational work and move forward. So it's a little teshuva soul tip of unzipping your old self. It really helps. The imagination is really a bridge to helping you go from where you are to where you want to be. Because how can you get there unless you imagine it and envision it? So this little poem, in order to do this little poem, you're going to first think of some experience in your life that was really one of those peak joyful moments. It might have been a vacation that you took, something really glorious happened, or it might be your wedding or a child's wedding or the birth of a child, or graduation, or whatever really super a birthday that was very special. Just, you know, you can close your eyes to intensify. Really, what you want to do is to really feel the joy that you felt in that moment, in that experience. And then take a piece of paper, and we're going to write a little poem. And it's going to be about that experience. And it goes like this. You might want to write down this form so you can, again, fill in. It's a fill-in-the-blank poem. So I'm going to just call it this experience or this joyful moment. This joyful moment was blank. This joyful moment was blank. This joyful moment was blank. Blank and blank. That's the format. This joyful moment was blank. The joyful moment was blank. The joyful moment was blank, blank, and blank. Okay, the second part of this poem is you're going to take a moment to experience your feelings, whatever they are, positive or negative, about the idea of tshuva, making tshuva, doing things that are turning away from things that you might be doing that are not what you want to be doing, and doing things that you know that you should be doing or want to be doing that you're not yet doing. So we're going to use the same form. Tshuva or tshuva, repentance, changing is blank. Changing myself is blank. Changing myself is blank, blank, and blank. Just whatever pops into your head. You want to be really honest with this one, with both of them. Changing myself is blank. Changing myself is blank. Changing myself is blank, blank, and blank. Okay, now I need a volunteer for this one who's willing to read their two poems so I can show you a little trick we're going to do with these poems. Anyone volunteer? Yes. Thank you. Okay, so the first one is about your joyful moment. Okay, so this moment is? Okay. Did you follow that format? This moment is honest, this moment is real, this moment is sincere, and something. Did you continue with that? Yeah, this moment is blank, blank, and blank.
So I would have to add
another two. Okay. You want to continue? We can do both. I'm sorry?
Worth it and helpful.
Worthful and helpful. That's for your joyful moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so you actually anticipated the whole, exactly what we're doing. So let's take your example. Did you have a second part? Did you do a second part? Oh, okay, go ahead. I thought you were reading my mind.
So the second part?
Yes. The second part was about changing myself or teshuva.
It's hard, frustrating, boring.
Okay. All right. And let's hear yours. It's great.
The joyful moment was, I did it three times instead of two, but.
Okay.
The joyful moment was embracing, the joyful moment was affirming, the joyful moment. joyful moment was shared, warm, and inspiring.
Okay.
Very good feeling. Shiva is powerful. Shiva is scary. Shiva is new. Shiva is uncomfortable, empowering, and strong.
Okay, great.
You put joyful in there.
Yes. Okay, now the fun little trick to do with this is to take your second one and use the words from your first one. Okay? So do that in a third poem. Go ahead and write that. Wrote changing myself or Tshuva is, but then use the words that you put on your joyful moment. Does everyone understand that, what we're doing with that? Right, you're doing changing myself, or teshuva is, and then you're going to take those words from your joyful moment, the fill in the blanks from the first poem, and you're going to put those very same words in the second one about teshuva or changing myself. Because you kind of did both. You kind of did the same for both. And could you read that back for us, what that did?
Shiva is embracing, Shiva is affirming, Shiva is earned. So Shiva is shared, warm, and inspiring.
Beautiful. So did that shift anything in you about how you think about the Shiva?
I like it. That's really nice.
Good. You're smiling.
Smiling.
Yes. Okay. We're in our last one, so some of this might be for that you'll do at home. But
actually, I always have way more than we can really fit in, so I think we'll just do this one and really make it more. This is your baby step flower wheel. One of the things I love to do is to design templates. And what you're going to do with this is to take one of the things that you uncovered today in your archaeological dig into your soul, and one of the things that you would like to start with in refining yourself this year. And you're going to break it down. It says the different divisions in it, so you're going to break it down into smaller steps. You try and break it down into smaller and smaller steps. So does anybody have an example we could maybe work on?
Say more clearly, we'll take something that we want to change.
Yes, something that we want to change. And now we're going to break it up into big steps, into smaller steps. So maybe it's just. That's exactly the example I was going to use. Nobody was going to say anything. Okay, so suppose prayer, is it praying more? Is it praying with more intention? Or maybe you would write all of these things. Let's brainstorm it for a minute. It would be praying 5 minutes more, or praying one more Shemona Esrei, or praying Mincha, or thinking of God before I pray, or anybody else have any ideas? So you would write those in each of the sections. Just take a minute to brainstorm
one of the
things you want to change. Pick one of them that you want to do this month, during this month of Elul. It's like we're showing Hashem, okay, I mean it. I'm picking one. I'm going to start. I'm going to start today.
The center one is the
main thing? It could be. I actually leave the center for after.
Oh.
Because what we're going to do is we're going to do a second round. So you're going to break it down into steps. You're kind of brainstorm different steps. Then you're going to pick one of those and break it down even smaller. We really want to get to the teeny tiny baby step that you can really do. Not the big lofty goal, not even the half of that big lofty goal, but like a tenth of that half. So maybe leave the center for that really teeny, teeny, tiny one. So the first round is just brainstorming it. And then the second round is picking one of those and breaking it down smaller.
Do you need help with this, Shkadia? Do you understand?
I'm just thinking about something.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it again.
You don't know how to?
On the fourth week, we're going to learn how to really break down our goals.
Yeah.
In a very flexible way.
So I don't know.
So this is really, you can just pick one. It's not like you can only do it once.
Yeah.
You know, you can draw your own. Look how, I on purpose made these very, very simple shapes. So you can draw your own simple shape, or you could just draw a circle, or take a paper plate and divide it in sections and do the same thing. Yeah, we are a little over our time. So I'd like to pass out these evaluations.
Do you want me to take the photos and clean it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. like action shots. I tell the kids because I'm constantly documenting at school.
Yeah, so
just it's an action shot.
It's an action.
Smiles don't hurt. I am up in the middle of action showing yourself. That's the one thing
to the right of check.
And I thank you so much for taking this time to come out and really delve into your beautiful inner selves and uncover the treasures that are hidden in your neshama. And Hashem for sure appreciates the time that you took and the effort you made and the money that you spent. You really, you know, it means that, shows Hashem that you're really serious about being in this world and fulfilling your purpose and being a full partner with Hashem. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Best regards.
Feel free to flip through the art if you'd like to get inspired.